David?
Yes, John.
When I was walking in Memphis, was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beel, walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? David?
Yes, John.
So Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you come choo-choo me home? Chattanooga choo-choo, get aboard the Chattanooga choo-choo. David?
Oh, no.
Down on Music Row, down on Music Row. If you want to be a star, that's where you've got to go.
David? No. What, John?
You're listening to Queer Money, episode number 399, and today we're sharing the most affordable LGBTQ-friendly city in Tennessee. Tennessee.
All right, let's get on with the show before my ears start bleeding and yours do too. The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ plus community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission. Clearly, someone in our house loves to sing, but I wouldn't make it very far in Beale Street or Music Row. But
no, they would probably kick me off.
We are talking about Tennessee. So we're going to share what we have found about the best LGBT.
The most affordable, LGBT-friendly city in Tennessee.
Right, exactly. Tennessee. So we're marrying LGBTQ friendliness and affordability. And in the state of Tennessee,
it's a little hard.
It was a little difficult because
it's red.
Yeah, it's very red. And for that reason, the runner up for Tennessee should actually be Johnson City. But we had to give it a hard no. And that's because it only got a 12 on the HRC MEI index.
Yeah.
They applied for it. But the reality is that the reason why it only gets a 12 is because the only thing they do that may or may not be for the LGBT community is they actually report hate crimes. So we aren't sure if they're actually reporting all hate crimes or just specific ones. So in all good conscience, we could not recommend Johnson City as the place where LGBT people may want to consider going.
Affordable.
Right. Even though it did have decent median and average income, it has a very low cost of living. It has the lowest and third lowest lowest rents and third lowest home values in this in the state. It's not going to be a recommendation of ours. We just cannot do this one.
Johnson City has to do better to get our recommendation.
Yes, exactly. Do better, Johnson City.
So
what is the real runner-up?
Our decisive runner-up is Nashville. Yay! Jeez.
So why Nashville, John?
Why Nashville? Well, rent at $1,850 a month and home values at $421,000 on average per home makes it kind of expensive for the state of Tennessee. It does have a very high cost of living as well at $103.1%. However, it does have
That 103 is based on the national average. So it's slightly above the national average when it comes to cost of living.
Exactly. It does have, however, the highest average income at $74,000 and median income at $52,000. So that helps with the affordability. And it also, what bumped it up on our rating was it has the highest Human Rights Campaign and Municipal Equality Index rating at 77 out of 100.
Yeah, that's the highest in the state. So that really is what helped propel it up the list.
Right.
And so those higher
Nashville
incomes. Tired of all the credit card offers you get from your current credit scoring app? Download CreditWise by Capital One today to avoid them.
So yeah. David, who is the winner?
Well, you were walking in Memphis. So Memphis is our winner. There's a couple of reasons why Memphis is the winner. Besides it being a great city, right? The rents are kind of high at $1,480 for a two-bedroom, average two-bedroom, but
it's about $400 less than Nashville.
Right. That's considerably less than Nashville. The home values at $226,000 are almost half of what they are in Nashville. So your dollar goes a lot further. And I think this is reflected in the low cost of living. even though we included a lot of other small cities in Tennessee in this in our calculation, Memphis has the lowest cost of living out of all the cities in the state, even compared to those other smaller towns like Johnson City. So this could be in part because of the home values, but that right there is probably one of the main reasons why it got bumped up so high. And then it does have slightly better than average average income and median income at $66,000 and $47,000. Both of those came in at number four. Then on top of that, it is the second highest ranking in the state for the HRC Municipal Equality Index. Combine all those together, and our winner is Memphis. Exactly. But what about the city itself, John?
There are a lot of great things about the city of Memphis. The queer scene there is a little bit different than what you might see in most communities. There isn't really like a gay neighborhood, so to speak, or a gay mecca that everybody hangs out at, because the scene there is really about blues and other kinds of music and music clubs.
No, unz.
That's what you're going for. But it's still apparently very, very LGBTQ plus friendly. There are two gay bars there, the Pumpin' Station, as well as Drew's Bar. If you're looking for a gayborhood, so to speak, there would be sort of Midtown, Cooper Young, and Crosstown, and maybe the areas of the neighborhoods you'd like to check out. And apparently a lot of the LGBTQ community hangs out at sort of offbeat kind of places like coffee shops, such as Otherlands and the Muddy Bake Shop, as well as out Memphis's community center. So if you're looking to visit or to move to the city of Memphis, those are some areas and reasons why you might want to check it out.
Right. So congrats, Memphis. And again, you know, this is a different kind of flavor. One of the things that we hope to expose with this series is that there are lots of different kinds of LGBTQ friendly cities, not just ones that focus on the club scene or ones that focus on the art scene. You might find that this is one of those.
Yeah. If you like Memphis, especially if you like, if you like music, especially blues, definitely a place to check out.
Yeah, exactly.
Congratulations, Memphis. Start your journey to financial independence with a checking and savings account that doesn't nickel and dime you with fees. Get a Capital One 360 checking or 360 performance savings account at Capital One today.
So a special thank you to you, our listeners, especially, and our viewers for tolerating John's singing at the beginning of this episode today. Thank you again for listening and watching another episode. Next Thursday on the Queer Money Bonus episode, we're going to be covering the most affordable gay-friendly city in a state that I basically ran away to find myself. And John always questions this, but I went to South Dakota. So we're going to be talking about LGBTQ-friendly cities and affordable cities in South Dakota.
If you'd like to see the results of all the cities in each state that we're analyzing, go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities or click the link in your podcast player for our growing analysis. Thank you and have a great weekend.